fix it?
No, I won't have to do that because I'll just use these to write from anyway.
I see.
Because they won't go anyplace. This is just between us.
I see.
But the tape itself isn't going to go anyplace. Did you have a little building out around the house or something?
You're talking about an outdoor toilet or something like that?
Yeah, that.
Yes.
What'd you call that?
We call it toilet.
Just toilet.
Outdoor toilet. That's all we ever knew, you know, at that time. There wasn't no such a thing then as an indoor toilet for anybody's house that I knew anything about at that time.
Did you ever call it a privy or a little
yes,
room?
Yes, we'd call it privy, you know, outbuilding and so on like that. Yeah, that's right.
What other buildings did you have around the
Well, we had, as I told you a while ago, we always had a big smokehouse. And we had, of course, we used that for our meat. And then we usually had a cellar that we could keep our fruit in, you know. Canned lots of stuff and things like that. And I went to mill some one of us boys. As a rule, there was a little grist mill not too far away from home. And they grind meal every Saturday. And some one of us boys would take we'd shell up corn sometime during the week. Put it on the mule and horse, go to mill.
What did you call that when you got the mule all loaded up?
Well, you mean where was it going?
Well, how much corn were you taking?
Oh, just probably say a bushel and a half. A share of corn, and we'd take it to the mill and they'd toll it. Take so much for granted, see? And then we'd come back home. I did that many times, a great big boy, you know.
I was wondering if you called that a turn of corn. Right?
Yeah.
That was common.
A little mill with a turn of corn, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
And if you, now that was a whole, a load?
That is, you mean for one mule?
Yeah. What if you had only half a load?
Well, it'd be all just the same. You just put it over, you could have a little extra grinding, or you could have a small grinding, see, either one.
I was just wondering if they call this
grist mill, we call it.
Well, I was thinking about the load now. Did they call it a jag when you had only half a load?
Well, yeah, that'd be a jag, you know.
It's a jag,
you had a pretty good sack full, they'd call that a full load. Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir.
Did you have any sheds around?
Yeah, I had some sheds on a barn, and
were they built onto the barn?
Yeah, they'd be all the barns at that time was log barns. Then they'd build a big shed, you know, alongside, maybe on both sides. Use that for stock, and one thing or another, and of course hay and stuff like that. We put everything in with a pitchfork. There was no such a thing as a hay fork at that time. And of course we had free range in our country then. Our hogs run outside, our cattle run outside, and they'd come up at night and we'd feed them a little and sometime butcher them right off of that, hogs right off of that range. Be plenty fat enough to butcher.
Now where did you put your hay?
Well, we'd put the hay in that barn I was telling you about, but everything was done on a pitchfork.
Did you put it upstairs or downstairs?
Yeah, we put it, maybe be a, as I told you, the big log barn with a shed on each side, and fill the whole big log barn full of hay, you know, and then have the sheds for our stock, see.
Did you have any special term for the upstairs in your barn?
No, we usually, where we had them big barns, didn't have no upstairs. Just fill it full of hay from bottom to top, you know. Maybe one part we'd use for a corn crib.
Did you, how'd I get over there? You mentioned a corn crib. Did you have any other buildings for grain? Or did you have any other places
for
grain?
Well, yes, we, as a rule, we had a granary to put our wheat in, you see. At that time, we didn't know what it was to